from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The FBI investigates the mass shootings as terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday a number of pieces of evidence, including crushed cell phones found near the shooting site, have turned up to make it a terrorist act.
We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
Now, David Casely is an attorney for the family of Syed Rizwan Farooq. He criticized the FBI's characterization as premature, saying he's not seen any solid evidence that either Farooq or his wife were connected to terrorism.
And all there is thus far is some nebulous thing that somebody looked at something on Facebook. I mean, any one of us may have looked at something on Facebook. It doesn't mean we believe in it.
Now, Farooq and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, killed 14 people and wounded 21 at a Christmas party held Wednesday by an agency helping the developmentally disabled in San Bernardino, California. The couple was killed in a gun battle with police. A prayer vigil was held at a mosque in Riverside, California, the very mosque attended by Farooq. Amir Abdul Malil says he knew Farooq and knew him well.
I'm hurt because this, like I said, I've been coming here for 25 years. And almost everybody in the community knows me, but they don't have a personal relationship with me like he did. I have his phone number. He would call me and check on me. Brother, how are you doing? Do you need anything? My car has been sitting in the parking lot for a year, and no one offered to help me, and they know me. But this brother told me, just get the money for the parts. I will fix your car for free.
This is VOA News. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces and the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said Friday that evidence indicates that the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, including to fight. Turkish troops have entered Iraq for what U.S. officials say appears to be training exercises with Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State. The troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from the ISIS-held city of Mosul. A Turkish official told Reuters the troops were in the Mosul-Bashika region for routine training exercises. U.S. officials confirmed the move late Friday, saying one Turkish battalion had positioned itself on the Iraqi side of the border. Turkish media reported the deployment, which included tanks and other armored vehicles, and was part of a regular turnover. The new Turkish troops are replacing special forces that had previously been training anti-Islamic State forces in the area. The alleged corruption at football's world governing body, FIFA, plunged to new depths this week after U.S. authorities charged more than a dozen officials with embezzling money from the organization. Two FIFA vice presidents were arrested in Switzerland even as the body's executive committee met to discuss key reforms. Henry Ridgewell reports.
This week was meant to mark a new chapter for FIFA. Instead, 16 FIFA officials were charged Thursday by US authorities who alleged that huge sums were siphoned off, intended to help natural disaster relief and grassroots football programs, and lucrative media rights sold off for bribes. US Attorney General Loretta Lynch said huge sums were involved.
The scale of corruption alleged herein is unconscionable. And the message from this announcement should be clear to every culpable individual who remains in the shadows, hoping to evade this ongoing investigation. You will not wait us out, and you will not escape our focus.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
11 current and former members of FIFA's executive committee have been charged in the U.S. investigation. As some 300 U.S. soldiers train Ukrainian soldiers at a compound in western Ukraine, the Pentagon is countering reports of old and dilapidated U.S. equipment given to Ukrainian fighters in the country's east. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis wrote to VOA on Friday that the Pentagon provides Ukraine with the best possible equipment, taking into account available resources and the urgency which with the items are needed. Joe Palkin, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.